And an insect that flies around the light and tries to fly into the light.
Well, that's every insect there is in the country.
Well, one that would be, if you left the porch light on.
Normally it's the June bug.
Okay.
You talking about the little browns? Huh? What'd that be?
What about one that if you grab it, it gets a little powder off in your hand? Looks kind of like a butterfly. Okay.
Well, that's a moth.
Okay. I'm talking about several of those. You talk about several.
But as a rule, you don't have moths. You have the shrimp moth that will come around the light. Here, I don't know how they do in Georgia. He's a little bugger. He's about this long, and he got little white, two little white wings stick straight up on his back. And when they come by the millions, but they only come for about 2 nights.
It's about 2 inches long.
He's about this long, inch and a half. And we always call them the shrimp. They claim them things always fly back to the water, and that's what they are. They're shrimp. That is grass shrimp, river shrimp, not saltwater shrimp.
Can you eat? Light in its tail.
Well, we got two names around here. We normally call it a firebug or a lightning bug.
Which would you probably call
it? Lightning bug.
And
did you ever find out where he got that fire in his butt? Do you know all the story behind that thing?
It's supposed to be
a secret. Scientists never figured it out. Now, you just got out of college. You should know that.
Insect
that's got maybe a couple of inches long. It's got two pairs of shiny wings, sort of a long, thin beak. It'll be around damp places.
It's supposed to eat mosquitoes.
You're not talking about
what
we call a devil horse, are you? What's the devil horse
look like?
Well, let's take an adult one. He'd be about this long. Let's see that silver eye drawing here. His head is big, let's see. His body gets a little bit bigger back here.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got, I don't know how many legs he got on it, but his legs get long like that, and his wings, if I remember, fold down over his back.
That's the same thing that,
There's a name that you might be thinking of, but I can't...
Praying mantis?
Huh?
Praying mantis?
Praying mantis.
It's green?
Yeah, they're green. I think we're thinking about the same thing.
Yeah,
we always call them devil horses.
What about something called mosquito hawk or snake dog?
Well, the mosquito hawk is the one that has the little wings.
Any other name for mosquito hawk?
Dragonfly.
And what kinds of insects will sting you?
Well, very one. They don't have to be a wasp to sting you. A wasp or a bee. Mm-hmm. Or a bumblebee. Well, that's still a bee.
Talk about the wasp. Talk about several of those. You talk about several.
Well, you have the yellow jack, the black one, the hornet.
Mm-hmm.
Would you know what to do about a hornet nest if you seen one in the woods?
What?
Would you know what to do? Would you fool with it? Would you bother it?
I've heard that they're about the worst.
Oh, yeah?
Never.
The best thing to do when you see one, be sure you go around it. Don't ever go near it. You can get on a horse with a shotgun or a rifle, and you can point that horse going yonder way and turn around and shoot that net. Now, if that damn horse can't run fast, they'll still get you. That's the truth.
Have they ever done
it? Not me.
All of these you say are different types of,
mm-hmm.
Talking about the wasps, there's different types of.
I mean, you had the mud dauber too, he's a wasp.